Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 733 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Ernie.
Hello, Pat. This is Ernie Bryan from MilitaryDiscountCentral.com and VegasVetSaver.com. I run a couple of blogs out there catered toward the military, military veterans, military retirees. My question for you today is, I've been running these blogs for a few years now. I've been getting some good traffic and some subscribers to our mailing list. My question is it time for me to start a YouTube channel? I've been thinking about that for a few months now. I'm seeing everyone seems to have that as a compliment to their site. I'm kind of struggling, I guess it leads to my question for you. If I was to start a YouTube channel for one or both of these sites here, would you have any ideas you could recommend that I could actually use to put on the site? I'm thinking perhaps taking quick videos of attractions, theme parks that I visit that offer military discounts, perhaps some of the restaurants around the U.S. that offer discounts, perhaps some places in Vegas that I could offer or provide some videos. So I'm kind of up for any kind of recommendation to help me think of whether this YouTube channel would be a good direction for me to complement our brand here, and any suggestions you may offer for what should actually be on the channel. I love your work. I love all your products and your brands and your services, and thanks for what you're doing, and I'm looking forward to hear back from you. Thank you.
Hey, Ernie, what's up? Thanks so much for the question. Awesome stuff you got going on there, it sounds like. And it's really cool that you're thinking about branching out into a different medium. YouTube was actually the second thing that I did after I started my blog back in 2008, started my YouTube channel in 2009, and then in 2010, I started the podcast in July of 2010. And, you know, now I'm on all these different platforms, and I see a lot of people trying to do the same thing, which I think is smart, but if you try to do all of them at the same time, you're going to spread yourself thin, and instead of being everywhere, you're actually going to be nowhere. So I think it's cool that you've had this blog or these blogs for a long time now, and you're thinking of expanding now. I think in that sense, it could potentially be the right time for you to expand on a different platform, not only to offer your current subscribers and your current readers and visitors to your website sort of something new to look at and something interesting, something that'll allow you to build an even deeper relationship with them, to potentially trust you more and for you to become more of an authority in the space. But also you'll be able to use YouTube to collect more people, to get more traffic, to get more subscribers. And I think that could work out very well for you. Now, the one thing I will say is you don't just want to start a YouTube channel because everybody else is doing it. I think the fact that everybody else is doing it is a sign that you should look into it, but that's why you're here, and that's why you're asking this question. So I think you know that already. But again, just another one of those warnings, especially for everybody out there who just has bright light syndrome, or what they call squirrel syndrome, where you see, you know, this thing over here and you want to go over there and do it because everybody else is doing it, but then all of a sudden you might go over here because this new thing came out and you want to try that new, try that next. So again, I just wanted to mention that. Now, what could you put on your YouTube channel? Well, there's some universal things that typically work really well on YouTube channels, no matter what niche you're in. First of all, answering your audience's most important questions. So what are some questions that you might always get on each of these websites that you seem to just answer over and over and over again? You can begin to start to answer those questions, because typically people are also searching for answers on places like Google or on YouTube. So if you could provide that answer, then you're going to be ahead of the game for sure. Plus, if people ask a question, instead of you actually having to answer individually every single time, you can answer with a video, and it'll seem much more personal. It'll be coming from you directly, and it'll just help you with that authority in a more automated fashion, which is really cool. Secondly, any sort of behind-the-scenes stuff typically works really well for brands too. So showing how you work, showing, you know, you had mentioned something like going on location to actually get those discounts and show people how it works. I think that's actually a really fantastic idea. And I think location specific ones would work very well, but you could shape those around in different ways. You could probably start to build a library of you sharing and videoing different discounts that you can get in different locations. And then you can create different packages. For example, you could cut all the ones together that are related to the Las Vegas area, for example. Here's a top 10 discounts that military personnel can get while in Vegas. That would be a fantastic video, like framing it in that way. Here's the top 10. But then you can frame one that's, here are 5 restaurant discounts for militaries in a certain area. So again, you can do it in many different ways, but I think you can be creative with it. You can have fun with it. And again, that's sort of a mix between giving away a lot of great content, showing people exactly how to do things, which again, just levels up your authority like mad. But also the behind the scenes stuff, giving people access on how it's done. And I think that's really cool. Another thing you can do on YouTube is just share some upcoming projects and what's going on. You can get your audience involved too. I think that's a cool thing about YouTube, is people are typically very open to commenting and sharing their thoughts about things. So you can ask questions instead of just answering questions. You can ask questions to your audience and have them participate, have them potentially even offer their own answers to questions. Maybe they have certain discounts that they want to share with the rest of the community, and you can pull one every week from commenters and feature that in its own YouTube channel and then give credit to that person. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do here to move the community with YouTube, and I think that could be a really smart thing to do as well. But just start small, pick one video that you want to try and get that YouTube channel up there. And then over time, you can begin to brand it out a little bit more. And what I mean by that is, you know, start to focus after the first few videos are up on the artwork and what the page looks like, what the channel looks like, creating different playlists and starting to create collaborations and going out there and meeting other YouTubers who might potentially be a good fit for you. Those are all great things that you can do. But before you do any of that, even before you do the artwork, set up your YouTube channel and get a couple videos up there just to get that going and start to get those in the world of YouTube so that they can be found eventually in search and found on Google, and plus just to get practice. It's I don't know about you, Ernie, but for some people it's very difficult, and for me it was. And I think, you know, the earlier you start, the better, because you can just get over those fears and start to and then just keep producing. So hopefully that helps you, Ernie. I really appreciate the question, and I wish you all the best of luck. Another thing you could do, by the way, just thinking off the top of my head, is product reviews. If you sell any products or you are an affiliate for any products, like, show people what those things are like. You can even do screencasts if it's web-based, or you can do unboxing videos. I mean, there's so many things you can do there that I think could be really helpful. So yeah, keep up the good work, Ernie, and thank you so much. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And finally, as always, we're going to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Glenn Gilmore. And this quote is, "When you lose followers because of where you stand, you strengthen your tribe." I love that one. Thanks, Glenn. Thank you. Thank you, Ernie. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.